And you're welcome back to Wednesday's 9 to Noon show. I hope you're very well this morning. Now, some of your communications coming into us so far. Congratulations to friends of Letterkenny University Hospital for organising a bus to Galway. If only the same could be done for eye surgery in Sligo. I believe there'll be a service soon in Letterkenny starting with over 80s, but not sure if this is factual. Let us check into that. There was some aspirational stuff delivered in a document. I believe that may well have been included into it, but it is obviously incredibly significant. There's lots of people have to travel to Sligo for eye treatment. There's lots of people don't travel because they don't want to, and their eyes and sight deteriorate or live with poor vision. So the sooner something would be in Letterkenny, the better. In terms of a bus to Sligo, anything that improves the life of patients, I'd be all for. Let me see. Greg, please, let's do a couple of requests, actually. I've got three in this morning. I've got more than three, but I've got three in front of me. Would you please wish our son, Andrew Russell, a very happy birthday today from Mum, Dad, Uncle PJ, Auntie Geraldine, Grandad Patrick, and Granny Molly, and Grandad Drew. Would you please wish my brother, Andrew, a happy birthday today? Andrew Russell in Drumkeen. You're popular this morning, Andrew, from sister Alana and cousins Liam, DJ and Stephen. And Greg, can you please play a request for Grace Murphy from the Afades, who are on the show today? A very happy 18th birthday from Mum, Dad, her brother, Sam, Jack and Adam. Thanks, Greg. Yes, indeed, the Afades will be in with us about 10:30. We'll have a quick chat and then we'll listen to their latest single. So that's coming up in this hour, so stay tuned for that. Would you say a big happy birthday today to my nephew, Andrew Russell? Andrew, you're very popular. From Leona and Damien, all the way from Aussie, and lots of hugs and kisses. I can see him wipe them away, a big lad now. Okay. You never stop wiping them away, really. Best of luck today to our wee Rachel. Enjoyed the match yesterday. I've never watched a badminton match before. You make us so proud, Rachel, from a Letterkenny Mammy. Indeed, and we're going to be speaking about Mammy meetups very shortly, so stay tuned for that. Whilst I'm in announcement mode, I want to let you know that the healthcare workers are holding a vigil on Thursday between 6 and 7 p.m. It's the main entrance at Letterkenny University Hospital, and that's in support of Palestine. So you're invited to take a moment, to join them and take a moment in solidarity with the healthcare workers there. Caller wants to know if the drivers of the buses are voluntary or are they paid. If they are volunteers, is there a way that people can offer their services? Okay, well, we'll reach out and see what the crack is. I'm not sure what the story is there. Right, just before the bingo numbers, I just want to have a quick chat to Deirdre, an update on her thumbing around in a show. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Greg?
Good. How are you doing? How's the crew?
Oh, fantastic. Well, my legs are killing me, to be honest, and the feet are sore, but we walked 22,000 steps yesterday.
Wow. But you're supposed to be thumbing.
I know. We did thumb. We got 14 different cars, I've got 140 points, thanks to you, because of your great idea.
Good stuff.
Charity.
What about the other team? How many cars did they get
into? They got into the same amount. You'll not believe this. We came back here, counted up our points. The two teams have exactly the same points. 480 points.
There's three. Is it three teams of sisters taking part, or two teams of sisters?
No, there was two teams yesterday because it was a team of three and a team of two.
Yes.
Today, it's three teams of two in each team.
Perfect.
And it's all sisters.
Was there any fallouts?
So we're heading.
Is there any fallouts that led to this splitting up of the teams, or?
Not at all. Why would you be falling out?
Right. So
there's better things to be doing with a team.
I know that. Good stuff. You started at 10. Are you standing there on the side of the road, or what? What's the crack?
Right. Today, well, yesterday we did Kildare. No, we got to Mallon, and then from Mallon we went to Kildare, and from Kildare we went to Moville, and from Moville we went to Cooley Cross, and from Cooley Cross we went to Greencastle, Redcastle, and we got this. Oh, thanks to Highland Radio, there was a Mr. Farring, and he took us all the way to Moville. He wasn't even going that way, and he stopped and he said, "I'll give you a lift. I wouldn't normally stop for anybody, but because I heard it in Highland Radio, I'm giving you this lift."
Was he a tall, handsome man that perhaps does no longer need
of course
the services
he was.
Of a hairdresser?
Well, I would say that anyway. I'm telling you what, I'm going to say that anyway, because he might come out after me again today.
I think that would also, that could be cheating. Very good. Good man, Mr. Farron. Right, so what was the highlight of the day yesterday for you when you were sort of regrouping and chatting?
Well, it depends who you're talking to. My sister that was with us, her highlight was these toilets by a graveyard.
Right.
She was going, oh, they're the best toilets I've ever seen. For God's sake. We've just been to mountains and seas and everything.
You can't and beat a lift. Good set of toilets, though, Deirdre. You just can't beat it.
No, well, we got out of this van. Me and my sister were put into the back of the van in black. It was in the dark. Like, we were in the dark. And my sister was sitting on the front seat chatting away, like, all lovely. And then we got out of the van, and the next thing, this man was coming down the road. And he turned the car, and he took us out to Kinnego Bay.
There you go.
Correct. So there you go. The highlight was meeting these wonderful people. We met so many people. We met a wee boy from out with Greencastle, was it? And his name was Sean. I can't remember his last name. He does boat tours. Right. We're out in Greencastle. Okay. You know, we're going to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So, and he's a fisherman. Lovely fella. Well, my sister, she literally kidnapped him. And says, oh, could you give us a lift? Stand in the middle of the street. You can't do that. And he did.
But
and
you can still do that, great. You see. We still are the county that we always have been. You just have to root that's it out true. A little bit, don't you?
Well, we certainly did that yesterday. I can tell you that.
14 lifts, that's quite impressive, Deirdre, especially from both teams. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah. And today we're heading out, this is for all the listeners out there, we're heading out to Comalley, Ballylithen, Buncrana, Green and Isle, out that area now.
Lovely.
Because we haven't done that. We did the north yesterday, so now we're going to do that side.
So you're at Buncrana Cross at the moment. And come here, how many of the 14 different lifts sort of knew what you were at, or did you have to explain it 14 times over?
No. See, that man, Mr. Farrantree, he heard it on the radio.
Oh, right.
Okay. He thought it was great fun.
Okay.
And then there was another couple that they heard it on the radio as well. So, Highland Radio worked its job, did its job. Great stuff. That's right. Why I'm doing it today again.
And what did you do last night?
Well, what do you think?
I'm going to ask you. I'm not going to put words in your mouth in case you get it wrong. Did it involve any gin and tonics or glasses of wine?
No. Well, I would say there was probably a few glasses of wine, you have to celebrate.
You have to oil the joints for the walk.
Exactly. Because we're going again today.
Well, listen, Deirdre, safe travels. It sounds fantastic. I feel like I need to get another update from you, but we'll see what the crack is. Best wishes to all three teams. Who's heading off first today?
Oh, I don't know if they'll agree with this, but the two old ones, the oldest one.
And you, Cinderella, when are you
I'm the youngest, you see. I'm heading off. I'm the second team because I just want to give them a wee head start, you know. Aye. I'll not even, deduct the time off.
Ah, the poor dears. All right, Deirdre, have fun. You're very welcome back to the programme. And we're joined on it now by Sinead Feeney, founder of Mummy Meetups and from Calais. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
How are you getting on?
All good.
Right. Why did you set up Mummy Meetups?
I was struggling with postnatal anxiety, and I wasn't leaving the house. I wasn't getting out at all. And I kind of one day then I realised that I was struggling and I needed a bit of help, basically a bit of support. It was taking me ages to drive somewhere, checking on the baby to make sure she's okay. So I I realised to myself then, I was like, right, I need a wee bit of help.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And did you find yourself sort of so anxious or cautious that you really were housebound?
I wouldn't have left the house. I would have made any excuse just to stay there. Do you know, it was come on to the shop. No, I can't because the baby's here.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a full bag. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that.
And was it really about you rather than Abby Lee,
do you think?
Or was it a genuine concern that, you know, as a new mum, that some harm could come to her?
Yeah, I think it was more intrusive thoughts with me. I was kind of thinking, oh my God, the amount of road crashes about in Donegal, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And
welcome
just
to my world. It took a baby for you to end up in my boat.
I would say so.
But it's tough, isn't it? Because the circular thoughts as
it's
well.
It's a massive change for anyone, for to have a baby. It's mental.
But I think though the self-awareness in time, sort of how long did you tweak? You know, there's something.
3 months postpartum.
Yeah.
And everyone was warning me at the start, oh, you're going to get the baby blues, nothing. I didn't have any of that at the start and it kind of just clicked to me then at 3 months. So I actually told my public health nurse then that I'm struggling.
Yeah.
And she told me to start doing mothers and toddlers and stuff, and that's not kind of me. I didn't really see myself going to a mothers and toddlers group and being like, hi, I'm Sinead, and whatever. So I actually did counselling with Sarah in New Beginnings in Buncrana.
Was that offered to you?
No.
You had to go and seek that out, did you?
I had to seek that out myself because the waiting list for postnatal anxiety in Donegal is extremely...
Yeah, because the reason I asked that is we were talking about those services.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't familiar with anyone who actually managed to avail of them. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but your experience was... is. The public health nurse says we have these services available, but the wait was so long that
I had to go and search for myself. So I did, yeah. But it was a long waiting list. I only got a message back last week, like a letter, to say that I can avail of your service. Like I can get.
And you said,
help,
well, I've been
now.
These at college. I can't really.
I know.
I'm being facetious.
I'm grand now, so I am.
Yeah. When the support that you got, right, it's not necessarily about, is it? Sorry, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, you're okay.
But it's about really, it's not sort of necessarily constant. It's to give you the tools to really sort of figure it all out yourself.
Oh, 100%.
Really,
yeah, like I went through cognitive behavioural therapy. So it's like kind of changing your negative thoughts to positive ones. Like how can you change it? So it's really like assessing my thoughts and like being like, right, okay, I am being a wee bit silly or... like, no, I need to make it a wee bit more positive and stuff. Do you know?
Because you were denying yourself so much of the stuff with Abby Lee. Like her
100%.
Getting out, people looking into the pram, all that kind
100%.
Of stuff. The stuff that's fun.
Yeah.
But if you allow your own mind to take control, it's blockers, isn't
it? Is. It is, yeah. And that's not fair either on me or Abby Lee, do you know, that there kind of way. So I kind of thought, right, I need a wee bit of help because it's not good for me or the baby.
Yeah. So when did... How old's Abby Lee now, by the way?
Abby Lee's 10 months.
Okay.
So she is, yeah.
And when did you first go to the counselling?
I went to the counselling in the end of January.
Right.
And then I kind of just thought to myself, I was like, right, well, I don't want to do no mothers and toddlers or anything. Yeah. And I was like, what if I just set up, like, walking? Do you know, like, just put up a page, see what... everyone like,
and this is
about
where Mummy Meetups was born.
This is where Mummy Meetups was born.
Because I'm not sure if you'd have been aware initially or through this process, but I would imagine you found an awful lot of people in the exact same situation as you.
Oh my God, it's mad. It is mad. Like there was girls coming to me being like, I felt the exact same way as you. Yeah. And they just thought it was normal. And I was like, I thought it was normal too until I realised, no, this isn't normal. Yeah.
And did you spot any trends? Was it always the first child? Was it generally younger mums?
Younger mums, really, do you know? Because I think it's like the change of life. Like you're going out maybe like 2 years ago. I was going out having the time of my life, no worries, no nothing. And then all of a sudden this wee baby comes.
Yeah. And it's a whole different ballgame. It's not just you you're responsible
for
anymore.
It's not,
You've been charged with this. It's a fantastic gift.
Oh, 100%.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it is tough. It's very, very tough because you have to get on as well to the expectation, isn't it, that you get on with the rest of your life as well.
Exactly.
But also with this massive responsibility.
Like I always say, like they always warn you about labour and the first trimester sickness and et cetera. Nobody warns you about the mentally challenging, how mentally challenging it can be after when you have that baby and your life changes.
How did you cope with sort of the different breathing at night? Temperature peaks.
I was actually very blessed. Abby Lee slept like so well.
Yeah, but
did
you not listen to her breathing?
My hand was on her chest the full time, up and down.
I know, but is that normal? Then googling how many breaths? Did you Google how many breaths?
Yeah,
minute?
I did. Yeah. I think Google's your best friend.
And your worst. And isn't it crazy the stuff that you do though?
Oh my God!
You know, the baby's beside you, sound asleep. And you're there. That's your time to be relaxed.
Oh, 100%, but you're not.
And next thing you're going, you know, because
she's too quiet.
And then babies stop breathing for, you know, for a few seconds. It's perfectly normal.
Oh,
and then
it's
they'll
normal.
Breathe rapidly. Yeah. Their heartbeat races. And the first time you get it up to your ear, you're wondering, what?
Yeah,
oh, that's like 50 times mine. You know, it's crazy.
100%.
Isn't it? And why have we put through that? I have no idea. But anyway, so this is the kind of stuff that you often have to deal with in your own, right?
Oh, 100%.
So the great thing is with Mummy Meetups, you can talk about all this kind of stuff, different stuff, but it's also a bit of time to get some fresh air and a bit of time to yourself.
100%.
Even though I think for the most part, they have the babies.
We have the babies with us.
But still, it's like, all right, I'm back in the real world.
I'm back in the real world and I'm talking to people that knows what I'm going through. Do you know that kind of way? So, like, it's gone really good.
Brilliant. So, talk to us about it. So, your first, like, where do you meet up? I mean, you arrange it, do you?
And, I arrange it at the weekend. So, every week I post up a location.
Yeah.
And a time and, like, just the day or whatever. It could be any day, any time, any location, like, just all week. But that there's to benefit, like, mothers that's working maybe 2 days a week.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know, like, things like that? Because I'm, like, back to work and stuff now, too, which is, like, I need to, like, facilitate, no, working mammies. Like, I would love to facilitate everyone, but I can't.
Yeah.
Do you know?
So how, like, what's your average turnout or?
Well, the biggest turnout was 20.
Wow.
I know. Like, I was like, oh, my God. So that was in Inch Levels last week. So it was. Then we had, I think, 15 in Buncrana. Swan
Park. I thought anything 5 and over is massive.
I know. I think it is, too. Yeah. So I do. Yeah. We went to Brook Park and Derry 1 week. Oh, we've been... we've been loads of places now. So we have, it's great. So, like, it's really, really good. Like, Letterkenny Park gets a massive turnout.
And two things are happening, really, I think, and more, Sinead, and you can let me know. Something social's happening.
Yeah.
So you're getting together and you're helping each other, but it's through conversation, isn't it? Because you're not sitting in a circle or in a one-on-one.
Yeah.
It's just the stuff is coming out.
It's
the
literally
reassurances.
So laid
Does
back.
Does that ever happen to you or stuff like that?
Yeah,
there?
100%. Yeah, like it's so laid back. Like you literally take the pram. Like I always say, the hardest part about mummy meetups is getting out of the house.
Oh, getting the pram out of the boot. I'd love to see that. 20 years rattling with the prams.
I know. when I last week when I went to Inch Levels, I was a wee bit late, which is grand, like because I leave like a half an hour leeway for everyone to come. And I was coming in and I seen like 5 prams and girls coming out of the prams. I was like, oh my God, what's going on?
Very good. And how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great now.
Yeah, you've got this outlet as well. And what's the feedback from the other mums? Now, it's not just for new mums.
It's for any mums.
It's for any mums and dads as well too. Because sometimes dads can find themselves as the principal carer as well.
Yeah.
It's all inclusive, but it's going to be... I know we all have to say that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is, I think there's going to be other mums there, but it's going to be probably people in a similar situation.
Oh,
too.
I 100% definitely. You know? Like there's mums texting me being like, "Oh, I have a 5-year-old. Can I come?" And I'm like, "Of course you can. Yeah, you're still a mum."
Yeah. All right. Okay. And so as I say, it's helping each other, but it's not in a we're in a counselling session.
Yes, way, exactly. You know? It's just a chat and coffee and like the babies as a cute bonus. Do you know that kind of way?
Yes. All right. Okay. And you mix it up a little bit. So as you said already, so it suits different mums at different times.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. It's been fantastic. So what do you want to do next?
I'm actually in the middle of hosting a wellness day for mums only.
Right.
So no babies allowed. And it's kind of like just for mums to like give themselves 4 hours break.
And do you know what? It doesn't sound a lot.
It's not a lot, but it is a lot.
I'll tell you how many... mums or dads, depending on the situation, but how many mums of a 3-month-old or even a 6-month-old
100%.
Have had a full 4 hours to themselves?
Oh my God, don't chat. Like it's sometimes it's non-existent. Yeah. Do you know, maybe that half an hour would be nice, but you're kind of like, oh God, I need to get back to baby.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just the right amount of time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You can enjoy the 3 hours and then banked on anxiety for the last hour till you get back.
That's it.
Okay. Right. Stay away. Stick your headphones on. I don't know what the volume's like on the headphones. There's a pair of headphones there. Just if they might be a little high. What are they like? Too high?
No, they're okay.
You're good. Okay. Hi, Mairead. How are you getting on?
Oh, hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're listening to Sinead Feeney there. What was your situation?
Yeah. I just sent a text in. I don't know Sinead, but I'm so proud of her for setting something like that up.
Great.
I was just saying in my text there that I had... I think it's technically prenatal anxiety, so it's when you're pregnant, not after the baby's born. But I was just saying in my text that I didn't recognise that, and I think a lot of people don't recognise it in themselves. I think she needed really well to recognise that for herself, that she needed some help.
And Mairead, because it took another person maybe to sort of spot what prenatal anxiety was in you, can you sort of give a few examples in case it helps another lady listening today?
Yeah, so I was a childminder actually when I was pregnant with my second baby, and so I was working from home, obviously by myself with the children, and I just, do you know what it was? It was people when you tell people that you had prenatal anxiety and the medics will always say and depression, I didn't actually feel that I was depressed. Mm. And even looking back now, because this is years ago, I don't think I was depressed. It was the anxiety. It was terrible. It was even down to if I had to go from the sitting room into the kitchen to get the children a snack, I just couldn't work out in my head how I was going to organise that. Now, when I say that now, looking back, people and the listeners are probably thinking, gosh, and you were minding children. Those children were so well looked after. It was all inside me. You know, I couldn't think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get around this day?
Yeah, anyone with an understanding of anxiety is it's completely internalised. 9 times out of 10, you function doing everything else you're expected to do perfectly fine, and everyone might think it's fine unless they look closely, but it's what you're battling with internally that we're talking about here.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because everything is going normally as far as everybody else is concerned, and that's why I sent a text in. I was just saying my best friend recognised it in me because she had seen it in a family member the year before that, and she actually said, she came around to visit me one day and she said, you know, I think you have prenatal anxiety, and I said, I actually think you're mad. We were laughing, but because I didn't see it, and then the more I thought about it, I thought, oh my God, she is right. Mm. So I went in to, now I live in Dublin, so I was lucky that I was with a maternity hospital, and I went in, told them what the story was, and they couldn't believe it, because at that stage, I think I was maybe 7.5 months pregnant. Wow. And that had gone on for months and months and months, and I didn't know, yeah. I couldn't see it in myself. And then the services kicked in. Now, I have to say, in Dublin, the services were like fantastic, and they followed me all the way up to the baby was maybe about 10 months old. And the interesting thing, I think, with prenatal anxiety is they were explaining to me that if you can catch it on time and get yourself help and kind of start getting yourself sorted before the baby's born, you have a very good chance of not developing postnatal depression.
And may I ask, Marie, if you don't mind, when it's prenatal anxiety, but when you had that, is the majority of your anxiety pregnancy related, or is it a general anxiety triggered by being prenatal, I wonder?
You know, it's kind of funny to explain it because, yeah, there was a bit of anxiety around the pregnancy. There definitely was. And that was for lots of reasons, maybe to do with the past and things like that. But in reality, if I was to explain I don't know what other people would say, but my prenatal anxiety, I didn't actually feel anxious. I felt neutral about everything. Mm. I wasn't excited about the baby. I wasn't dreading having the baby. I was looking forward to it, but everything was neutral.
Yeah.
There was no excitement.
There was no emotion.
And so there was no emotion. And, you know, I was delighted I was pregnant. The pregnancy was planned. You know, I was really looking forward to the baby coming, but there was no emotion around it. That's a really good way to say it, actually.
And I also think, Marie, too, with anxiety, it doesn't allow you to look forward too far or to have that range of emotions. So I think so much of your mind is taken up dealing with it or focusing on it. Like, you know, when I've had pangs, the more severe pangs of anxiety, it's very hard to look towards the future. Like someone says, oh, you're excited, you're going on holidays next week, and there's just a normal emotion that might kick in relation to that. We'd say, there's just a flatness there. It's hard to describe.
So, and that's exactly the piece that I would refer to as being neutral. Yeah. It was just, every day was fine. I was getting on fine. Most people, well, actually nearly everybody bar my friend, and then when my family knew my family, because I didn't know to tell my family that there was anything wrong, you know. Mm. But it was just, it was just that neutral feeling that, you know, I'll get through today, and then tomorrow I'll get through tomorrow. But there was no excitement. You're absolutely right. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Right, thanks for that in sharing. Yeah. I'm sure you've helped someone. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's always great when sort of people speak of, because it's very relatable, Mairead, and I would be in no doubt that someone's heard that today and will either recognise it in themselves or maybe speak to a daughter or a sister later and just float that there. All right, thanks so much, Mairead.
I really hope
everything's going well. Thank you
Greg.
So much indeed. That's Mairead there. Which is interesting, isn't it, Sinead? Because, you know, you can take them off now if you're more comfortable. because, you know, you're talking about your experience. But again, you know, that's something that could come out in these conversations.
100%. And
know,
I think it's more people around you.
What about pregnant women joining these wards? If it
I have
them?
Actually posted last week about pregnant women coming.
You stole my idea then. Okay,
it's on the card, so it is. Okay. But yeah, I've actually posted last week about pregnant woman, new mom's coming, and kind of just chatting to us and being like, what can I expect? What can I... And know what? No one's going to be able to warn you about what to expect because everyone's different. Do you know what I mean?
But you see, too, as well as that, Sinead, we presume that everyone's got loads of family around them.
Exactly.
But it's not like this, families are smaller now, or people have moved up here with a partner.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally in life you can get by, but there's certain periods in life, like 100%. When you're preggers or when you've just had a baby, that you really need...
You need a support network, and that's what I say. Like, if you don't have a support network, shout for it. Mm. Like, you have hopefully people has friends or someone, like, just to be like, can you take the way in for half an hour till I take a shower? Mm. Do you know, till I wash my hair? Do you know? And I think, like, self-care too is, like, really important, because if you don't feel good about yourself, you're not going to feel good about looking after a baby.
Yeah.
Do you know? So, like, my family, like, I'm very blessed. I have a big support network around me. Like, his family's really good too. Do you know, like, I am extremely blessed, but I still suffer, do you know, with anxiety.
It's so often when we talk about little things or big things that we go through, whether it's a diagnosis, an illness or something like this here, the family always are fantastic, right?
Yeah.
But they just haven't just had a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So they can say this, that and that, but it's only when you get up with another mum... And you're seeing her and she's got the baby and she's got the black rings under her eyes. You say, right, she gets it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
and
100%.
That doesn't take away from the love or care.
Oh, 100%.
From partners and...
Definitely.
And
like, it's literally having that conversation with another mammy and it's like, oh my God, like, we're both away mad, but it's okay because we have each other to talk about.
Well spoken.
Babies.
We're all a bit mad. Well spoken, Sinead. Super interview. And so glad to see that happy, smiling face. Another well done, Sinead. The mommy meetups are of priceless benefit to my daughter and a young baby girl. Thank you from the bottom of my heart from my nana.
Oh, is brilliant.
So it's rippled out to the wider family. Which is amazing because I kind of was focused on you and what this has done for you, but of course it's what it's doing for other people
it's
making for them. Where can people get more information? Or?
Well, I have a Facebook group, Mummy Meetups, and then I also am on Instagram, and then I have my own TikTok as well. So it's like Mama Life, you call it?
Yes, it's sort of like a vlog kind of
thing?
Yeah,
it is. Vlogging.
Excellent. All right, good stuff.
Yeah.
So what's that? How do people find you on TikTok?
Sinead Feeney. If you just type
simple
in Sinead Feeney, it's simple
and,
as, yeah.
And same with Facebook
same
and Insta and all that.
Facebook and Insta, it's Mummy Meetups.
Okay.
Yeah, MUMMY.
Well, we'll link that on our socials as well.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, continued success. And it's the kind of thing, too, that I can see if this keeps going, why wouldn't it? That there's a toddler and a baby in a couple of years' time. Do you know that sort of way?
I know.
I mean, generally speaking.
Yes, of course, though. It's
all
great.
Right, yeah. Okay. So check it out. And you're moving it around the place, too, which I think
move it all.
Cool.
So, like, one
Things
week I do any show, and then the next week I do Letterkenny.
I love that because. I don't mean it bad and I don't want Caroline to punch me, but things can be a little Letterkenny-centric sometimes.
It can. Yeah, it really can, yeah.
And some might say...
And you know what? Anna Shone's absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous. It is fantastic.
There's so much nice places.
Brilliant stuff, Sinead. Well done to you. And I'm delighted as well to see that you're doing so well. It's Mummy Meetups on Facebook, Instagram and what have you. And if you want to look at Sinead Feeney's vlog of her life, check it out on TikTok, Sinead Feeney. Just search it and it'll pop up there. All right, we'll be back with more on the programme shortly. Sinead, thanks very much once again. Okay, that was The Yfaids and their new single, Giving Out. And The Yfaids are an Irish indie rock band made up of Cahir. Good morning, Cahir.
Good morning, Bill.
We've got Grace M.
Hello.
And Grace M.
Hello.
And Cahir. Did I say Cahir? Kyle.
How are you?
How you getting on? Lots of yous, you know what I mean? I'm an old man. How are you all getting on? I'll start with you, Grace M. It's a great sound. You've really found your sound now. Is that how you feel? Or?
No, yeah. We're definitely progressing anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, just being in the studio environment back again, you know, it's anything can really happen. And I think we made the most of
Was that time. Pretty much put together before you went into the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Or right, so you had it down what the way you wanted it and just went in and knocked it out?
Yeah, we've had it for a while actually. It's been like our baby for a long time.
Very good, all right.
Yeah.
Cahir, what do you play again? Remind us.
So I'm the drummer in the band.
That's right. Or you sit in the
wee
box
bit of backing vocals. Yeah, yeah, I do. Whenever I'm here, I'm exclusively on the box, on the box here.
We always like you coming in because you bring your own seat.
Yeah, that's it. But so I'm the drummer in the band. The driving force. So
you're the heartbeat of it. And in terms of a drumming style, it's often talked a lot, but I mean, you have to,
something I would think about a lot. Like, you have to have your own flair, your own taste, because like, I find a lot of drumming, like, you know, in this day and age, people can focus on rudiments and like flashy drumming, but you know, I like to think of myself as like a slightly more tasteful.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because you need to know what to play when to serve the song, because it's more about the song than it is about showing off.
And yeah, but stand out when you need to, but sort of be there. It's like eyebrows.
And that's what
you don't want to notice eyebrows, but you need them.
100%. And I think that's
every
element of our band, we're like that. Because, like, you know, I know Kyle can shred the guitar, but, you know, he only does it when it serves a song. Yeah. And I think that's what we try to do. Same with Murphy's vocals and Grace's bass.
Yeah. Grace on the bass. And your vocals as well, or just bass?
Yeah, I do a bit of backing vocals. I think we all kind of do in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And very proud of this work, I'm sure. How long have you been working on it, Grace?
The song? Or
Just the song, I suppose. Between writing and production.
Probably, like, we've been there for a year, probably. I'd say. Yeah.
Playing it live for a year and then recording. When did we go to record it?
Recorded it in, was it May? May 19th.
And I use, do you use trust the process? Because, I mean, obviously something you say, right, this is going to be a significant release. You want to get it perfect, right? But there's four perfect sitting here and, you know, people have different attitudes and then there's other people with an input in it. Is that a difficult part of it all?
Just like experimenting is definitely an important part. Like, there's a wee bit of slide guitar in the song, and that only came about whenever we found one in the studio we were recording that.
Yeah. Everyone seems to be using the slide guitar at the moment, so you just were ahead of the curve in that.
When you have that kind of freedom in instrumentation, especially, it definitely just brings a lot more colour to the song as well.
Yeah, all right. And a bit of thought too went into the cover shot, Cahir.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So me and Kyle are Chrysler men, we're from Chrysler, and Doe Castle is on the cover art of our new single. And it's a really cool shot of Doe Castle, and it carries a story as well, because there's a love story behind Doe Castle, which we think is reflected in the song. So we're kind of trying to connect that. So it's our hometown, which is that's a theme that's been running through all our singles. Like our first single was Muckish Mountain. Our second single was the Fintown Railway. And then now it's Doe Castle. So it's nice to have that theme, but it's also nice to connect it with the song.
You're Cahir, right? Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle, sorry, it's just the names. It's the names are reversed on my sheet of paper for some reason. It's not like that. That won't overcome my problems. Don't worry about that. But Kyle, I mean, obviously, it's important to, you know, celebrate. You're a local band in inverted commas and the local scene and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, obviously, Kyle, I presume the ambition here is that you're, you know, you want to reach as many fans from everywhere, because you can tell from the sound and the way you talk and what you have been doing that you are putting the effort in here now to, you know, make something significant of yourselves to, you know, get as big as you possibly can.
I mean, we do try and push ourselves and we keep ourselves a bit more modern, and we want to reach a bigger fan base, but it's good to always keep yourself grounded.
Not forget your roots.
Exactly, know where your roots are. Like, we played Party in the Park there, was it last Friday, yeah. And that was, well, I wasn't here for it, but that was one of the band's first gigs. And we played it every year since, and I don't think we plan on stopping it because it's always been there, and they supported us at the start. So
and we also learned, you know, with the tragic passing and the naming of the stage, that it seemingly is one of those gigs that does stick with people. You know,
really, really meant a lot to us as a band as well, because Paul was a good friend of ours, and like he would have recorded our first song, Tears of Anxiety. And then, like, you know, he would have helped us a lot with the recording of Juggernaut, our second single. And
so
he was just a good friend as well. He was a good mentor, like, you know.
But he'd been there and he came up and he was coming up, and it was important too for his dad and family too. It was 100%. Just really, really very, very significant. Grace N, some gigs coming up as well.
Yeah, so on Friday we're playing in The Cottage with two great bands, The Stands and Somber. It's kicking off at 8 p.m. Just for their single release.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, we're playing Pride in Brewery.
Yeah. And what is the plan now, Cahir? Is it to sort of continue the momentum, you know, fill out the diary for the next, you know, summer 2025? Is there a plan?
100%. Yeah. I think we're going to just go at it now this summer. We'll try to get as many gigs now for the rest of the summer.
And sorry, I've actually written this summer off in my head because of the weather, but I mean, there's lots of gigs and festivals to come, isn't there?
You know? Yeah, so we'll just try to pack it out, especially for August, like, you know, and strong. And then, you know, obviously we're all still in school, so it'll be a bit of a grind this year, but we'll get there. And then hopefully come next year, it'll be more festivals and all that, but we'll just keep tipping away. And I think, you know, we're going, everything seems to keep going as long as we don't stop.
Like, I think, Kyle, you have all the ingredients there. I mean, anyone who knows anything about music or enjoys music, it might not necessarily be their stuff, right? But it's good music. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
It's just really now, I think, for you guys, is the break. That's what it feels like to me, because everything else is in position.
Definitely, like, we have the structure and form. Like, I've never played with people where I feel so comfortable, and we gel very well together, especially on stage. I feel really comfortable with them, and I think it is just, that's really the next step is our break.
Yeah, exactly. I think so.
And you don't know where it comes from.
No, but that's, it just happens, and if it's meant for you, it'll find you. Grace, what about the whole process of writing and the music? Is it a complete collaboration between all of you, or?
Yeah, we sometimes find that most of the time, actually, it's just music first. It's like we definitely lay the groundwork first. You know, Kyle will come up with a wee riff, or, you know, any of the band members will have a wee idea, and I don't know, I might have written an idea already or something, just jotted it down, and that's kind of just where it grows.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, yeah. Well, listen, the very best of success. We got the access to that track on iTunes, so I know it's on iTunes at the moment. Grace M, what's the other platforms? What's the story? N-M?
Well, it's not out yet. It's coming out on Friday, but it'll be on all streaming platforms like Spotify, YouTube, all that. So
Deezer.
Yep. Deezer as well.
Does people still use Deezer?
That's great. You know,
it could be like...
Yeah, the only way I know Deezer is because it's the only music platform that works with DJing software.
Yeah, I know. That was why I used Deezer.
Yeah, when they blocked Spotify, it was like...
I know, yeah. That was it.
What have you done here? You know what I mean? I have to go through a million dodgy remixes on that SoundCloud. But anyway, all right. Okay, good stuff. So, Thursday... Oh, yes, of course. Thursday, 2nd of August, 8 p.m, The Cottage Bar, Letterkenny, with support from Stands and Sombra. And that is a de facto sort of single launch, which is great. And then on Friday, the 3rd of August, 7:30 p.m, The Brewery, Letterkenny. And that's as part of Letterkenny Pride. So, which one's... Is it M or N's birthday?
Murphy's birthday.
So, the big 1-8 today.
Big one is.
So what are you going to do for your birthday?
Granny of the band now. The oldest.
Way to make me feel like the oldest, the oldest part in the room.
I have no real plans today. We're kind of waiting for the celebrations on Friday. So.
Yeah. Well, I say, what a way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But is it cool to celebrate your birthday at a single launch gig?
I think so.
I think it's very cool.
What about Sash? Happy 18th.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant stuff. Okay, well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
And the best of luck with everything going forward. Have a really, really busy August. Keep an eye out for the Fades. If you can't make to Letterkenny, they're in the Cottage for the single launch with two other bands, The Stands and Sombra. That's on Thursday, tomorrow night, isn't it? Yep, 8 p.m. And then on Friday, the 3rd of August, at the Brewery in Letterkenny, and that's at 7:30 p.m. as part of Letterkenny Pride. And go on to your favourite streaming channel, even Deezer, and you can listen to their new track from Friday. It's called Giving Out. Listen, thanks very much. Is there lovely people as well as everything else as being super talented. We really appreciate you calling up, and the best of luck with everything going forward. That is The Fades, and we'll be back very shortly.
Paco Letterkenny's biggest summer sale ever is now on, with up to 70% off all your summer essentials. Don't miss out. Hurry, limited stocks. 70% off discounts in store at Paco Letterkenny.
Fire Grates Donegal seeks a welder fabricator for gates, railings and heavy duty fire grates. Must be millimetre literate, punctual, positive and have excellent people skills. Training provided. Open to all ages, willing to learn. Send CVs to firegrates@outlook.com or WhatsApp details to 086 860 2012. Applications close 10th of August 2024.
Northwest Cleaning Services has over 15 years of expertise specialising in carpet and upholstery cleaning in Donegal, offering premium services to keep your carpets looking great and smelling fresh. Call now on 074 932 9827 for a free estimate or visit our website at northwestcleaningservices.ie to book your cleaning appointment.
Well, wait till you hear why thousands of families are going full Lidl.
So I'd buy the Special Flakes, the Brand Flakes, Multigrain Hoops or Wheatwix. They're my four cereals every week.
Porridge and granola in our house.
Oh, and granola.
Super nutty granola.
Yeah.
Is gorgeous. On top of the porridge. And then blueberries. Keep you going for the day, like.
Go on. Go full Lidl today.
Highland Radio weather updates brought to you by McIlhenny's. Make your sterling go further with our new cash sales exchange rate at €1.20 for every £1 spent in store. No matter the weather, visit us in Ballybuffet for all your fashion, beauty, gifting and homeware needs this summer.
Today, warm and dry with sunny spells at first. Cloud will increase in the west in the afternoon, bringing patchy rain during the evening. Highest temperatures 19 to 23 degrees. With light and variable winds, a touch lower on the coast where sea breezes develop. Tomorrow, cloudy with patchy light rain or drizzle, but brightening up later in the afternoon and evening. Temperatures tomorrow, 19 to 22. So hopefully by the time you finish work or whatever you're doing during the day, you might be able to sit out and have a glass of Mawadi or something. Great stuff, The Fades, says Reese Nugent, I beg your pardon. Hugh Doyle in Chrysler. Obviously, Hugh's got skin in the game because two of the band are from Chrysler, aren't they? Hugh Doyle says, best single yet. Yeah, indeed. As I say, you know, indie's not necessarily for everyone, but you can always recognise good music, and they are producing proper good music. Does anyone know why there's such a slow flow of water on the pole road in Dunglow? I don't know. Is Gavin in the shower? Tell Gavin to get out of the Gavin, get out of the shower! Actually, that's probably quite serious. We don't know. We'll look into it. In the Sunshine phone, add where it is and add your name. Right, okay, so send in your photos of the sunshine from across the northwest. Send them in to us, WhatsApp 086 60 25000. Include where the picture is and your name. Now, you haven't made a mistake. We just didn't make that clear at the beginning. That doesn't preclude anyone from winning vouchers, by the way, okay? But it just helps for us for tagging them when we repost them. And the same applies if you're putting it on your own socials. Hashtag Highland Sun Search, and we'll stalk your socials and have a look at those pictures too.